Wi-Fi in this building is out of control.
Not amazing. Should I share my screen?
Hey Sam, it's Jen Robinson.
Hey Jen, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, just enjoying my quarantine.
Oh, so exciting, isn't it?
It really is.
So would you like to get on there and just see if it's working?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me click the thing here. One sec.
Probably time for me to clear up my desktop of random stuff.
Okay, it says please wait, the meeting host will let you in soon.
Okay, I will let you in a second. Right now, I have four participants on hold, so we're just going to probably go live here in a second.
Yeah, that's fine. Just open it up when you're ready to get started.
Oh, we know.
Alright, so
we're
good to go?
I think we are.
Okay, I'm going to hang up and readjust myself.
So okay. Great.
Awesome.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Wait.
Oh. What? He has to readjust himself.
How do we feel about sharing the screen? Is that okay? Did you share this as an editable document or just a
viewable?
Viewable. Okay. And it seems like we can.
Is that what you want? And I can take notes?
No, that's perfect. Yeah. Okay.
I'm doing well. How are you? Listen, it just keeps moving.
How's it going, Jen?
It's good.
What time are we at?
Just about. Yep.
It's a little bit better.
Myself before I
touched
my face.
Oh my gosh, I'm such a face toucher.
I don't
think any of us realized how much we were. Oh, audio settings here. Samsung. Okay. Test. What's up? Okay. Six people. There we go. Okay. This is like nerve wracking. I do want to touch my face. And I feel like I need something to write with, or else I'll just go crazy.
It's true.
Give me a hug, Jen.
Sure. I think you can get a drive-by.
Oh.
Drive-by elbow.
No, you don't.
No, we're not even touching elbows anymore. Here, WHO.
Oh, right.
That's approved.
Big.
There we go.
Okay.
Good. Mike is joining us in theory, but I think it's 3 price. O'clock. So let's do it.
It's party started.
I think
Hello? Some deep sound.
All right. What's that right there? Okay. Can everybody? Oh, I have to unmute people. Or you have to unmute yourselves. We're learning this out. One second. Can somebody? Sam, can you unmute yourself and just tell me you can hear us?
Yep, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. See some of y'all.
Hello.
What's up? You going?
Hi.
Hi. Okay. We're gonna wait till we have a couple more participants joining us before we get started. Hey, Elizabeth, can you just make sure that they can hear you okay?
Hi.
And can you hear Elizabeth okay?
Yes.
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 Okay. Okay, so we're gonna unmute all. Wow. Sorry, we're learning how to use Zoom today, which is fun. We're gonna go ahead and get started. Welcome to our launch of our COVID-19 task force. Looks like we have 16 people joined right now of our task force. So hurry up and we'll start with a welcome and introductions. We'll start with in the list, we have on your agenda, a list of folks who were part of the group. If you could unmute as you speak and then mute yourself again. And the only reason we're doing that is because if everybody's unmuted, it starts to get feedback. It starts to get a little bit crazy. So we'll start with Kim Miller. Oh, wait, Kim's, hold on. I just had to admit Kim, my bad. Oh my. So welcome to the meeting, Kim. We're just now started with introductions. So Kim, if you want to say hi and just briefly state your background and what, and yeah, we'll start with that. All right, we'll move on to Ben Heckman. Not with us. Marguerite Jade.
Hi, sorry, I forgot to unmute. Hi, Marguerite, I'm the president of DARN.
Hallie Raskin. Maybe I'll just introduce you guys, sorry.
So, go ahead.
I can see Hallie right there. Hallie, wave. Hallie is the executive director of the Bexley Community Foundation. Not sure if we have Garrett Ray here from Jewish Community Services or maybe a delegate. Rush Witt, see him over there with that impressive beard, pastor of Paramount Church up in North Bexley. Rabbi Sharon Mars from Temple Israel. Rabbi Howard Zach from Torah Met. Dr. Stanley Lemeshow is with the Bexley Board of Health, but is a public health department. Mar,
this is Stan. I was at the Ohio State College of Public Health.
Okay, well, my apologies. Ohio State College of Public Health. Justine Barr, Franklin County Public Health. Dr. Abigail Norris Turner. Abby is a epidemiologist at OSU. Abby, did I get that wrong?
That's correct. I'm an epidemiologist at OSU. You got it.
Sweet. Okay. Aaron Kinnass, registered pharmacist, lives in Bexley. Canis, my bad. Andrea Easley, registered nurse. Mike Price is our rec director and will, I think, have a pretty pivotal role in this in terms of the logistics as we work through what we're talking about here today. Ina Kinney is the head of ECDI. Ina, do you want to talk real quickly about what your organization does for those of you guys not familiar with that?
I don't know if she's on yet.
Yeah, okay, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Ina Kinney. I'm the founder and CEO of Economic and Community Development Institute and a longtime Bexley resident. So thank you for including me, Mayor, on this very important committee. ECDI is a statewide organization that focuses on assistance to small businesses, existing and new businesses, specifically as it relates to incubation services, technical assistance and training, and most importantly right now especially is access to capital. So I think it's important for all of us because it made so many businesses are going to be getting affected by this virus, and especially the food-based businesses, to help them with working capital and anything that they need right now to make sure that they stay open. So I think it's, you know, we're a local organization here. We're nonprofit. So again, we, you know, I think, you know, ECDI should be able to help Dexter-based businesses through this crisis.
Thank you, Ina. Elaine Peltz is the executive director of the Bexley Chamber of Commerce. We have Lorianne Feibel joining us from her spring break, somewhere beautiful and exotic, who's been really super helpful in the background as we've been dealing with stuff over the past couple of days. Councilwoman Jen Robinson, the Bexley City Council, is here at our conference room at City Hall. She's the chair of safety and health.
Yes.
Sam Metcalf, who's our city communications director and who is in self-quarantine now for over a week after coming back from a cruise. Sam, you're doing a great job. And Elizabeth Elman, who is our volunteer coordinator. So this is an initial list of names on the task force. And as we talk about what we're trying to accomplish on the task force and then solicit some feedback from you guys as to what we should maybe be focusing on or differently or honing this message a little bit, we may expand this list and we'll talk a little bit about how do we organize a group as large as the one that we have going here, and we have some ideas for that. On a go-forward basis, as you have ideas, as you have thoughts after this meeting, Elizabeth Elman is the organizer and facilitator of this, so that's her email address on the document that was sent to you earlier today and up on the screen. So the concept of the task force, I want to clarify that a little bit just so we understand. We have a really broad base of expertise on this call and in this group. We specifically intended this task force to try to find ways to supplement what's happening at the local, state, and federal level with public health services in terms of providing material, emotional, and other types of support to the community, specifically those who have been under self-isolation or will be self-quarantined or self-isolated, those who are economically vulnerable, whether just as part of a normal economically vulnerable population in the city or because of the impact to wage earners and small businesses that have occurred already and will continue to feel a fallout from that. So having a broad base of backgrounds to help with that mission is really important. But I think there has been a little bit of confusion, and I want to clarify that. Bexley has not only does Bexley have a board of health that advises and manages the contract with our Franklin County Public Health Department, but our public health services are provided by Franklin County Public Health. So they are the agency that is active in coordinating data and investigating any contacts, coordinating the overall public health campaign, boots on the ground. Not to say that there aren't ways that we can help with that effort and further shore up that effort at our local Bexley level, but that's the overall environment that we're going into. And so really, as I was thinking through challenges that we're going to face as a community, one thing came up over and over as I was reading how countries and areas that have successfully been working through this public health crisis have been responding. One thing that I saw as a gap was material support to people who were desperately in need of that. This group is intended to help organize that support, help us think through things that we don't in our regular day as a city of Bexley with our kind of conventional city services think through.
Right, Ben, can I interrupt you? That you sort of got gurgled there. Can you repeat what you just said?
About this, the group that you're most concerned about?
Yes.
In terms of the fact that this group is...
You froze
has
again.
Such a cross-disciplinary background. You froze again. It's not good.
Yeah, excuse me, Ben, I don't know if it would help to use headphones, like from an iPhone or something, but you really do kind of break up. So it might be helpful to use a microphone that way.
Is everybody still there? I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
I think Ben froze. That was.
Yeah.
He'll probably jump back in here in just a second. Sam, did you see my message to you? Chat. Yeah.
Sorry.
All right, are you guys able to hear us now?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. Here's what's going on. We're having clearly some issues here with internet, so we moved over to a hotspot, and hopefully that will, believe it or not, do better for us. So is it coming across clearer than before?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so where was I? You guys, helping us fill in the gaps in terms of what we're familiar with as a city in terms of the issues that are residents and our constituents will be facing over the coming weeks. So some of the stuff that we're trying to figure, and before I move on, does everybody feel comfortable with that purpose? Any comments on that purpose? Any questions about it?
Yes, I do. This is Ina. I just want to, because you were coming in so, I really could not understand what you said about the purpose earlier. So do you mind repeating that? I just want to be clear.